This just in, you are looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
The terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001 took nearly 3,000 lives. The destruction brought to the World Trade Center, Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, struck fear and distress into every American, as it seems all hope is lost knowing that terrorists have the ability to strike so close to home. Through all the darkness, sports proved to be an unlikely source of light that was needed for many. Sports have been universal in the sense that it has been a medium bringing people together from all over the globe.
After the attacks of 9/11, it did just that. When New York Mets catcher Mike Piazza hit a home run in the Mets' first home game following the attacks, it acted as a cure by easing the minds of the many affected by terrorism.
Lopez wants it away. And it's a deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run! Mike Piazza and the Mets lead 3-2.
It was a lot more than a go-ahead home run in the bottom of the eighth that night. The fans were rejuvenated, waving their American flags and hoisting banners saying, "We believe," all over the stadium. It was a shot of hope, something that the people of New York needed to believe in. We spoke with Ramapo Jr. George Hunkley, who was at that game on September 21st, 2001. So, George, you were actually at that Mets home game after 9/11, weren't you?
I was 6 years old at that time, and you don't remember a lot of things from when you were six. But I remember that stadium was the loudest I've ever heard a stadium in my life. It was crazy, you know, everyone was all emotional, brought the city back to life.
This isn't the only time that sports have helped heal. More recently, the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013 brought more devastation to our country. The hometown Boston Red Sox had just begun their season, and the team knew exactly what they had to do.
But before we bring up that magical 2013 Red Sox season, here's what Ramapo Jr., Tom Bonicum, had to say about the Boston Marathon.
So did the Boston Marathon bombing affect you in any way?
Actually, the Boston bombing affected me in a big way. My oldest brother was standing in front of the restaurant where the bomb went off, and a few minutes before it went off, he walked away to go home, and he was two blocks away when the explosion went off and felt it, so it affected my family big time.
Boston Strong was the motto of the city after the travesty, and that motto resounded all over the country after the Red Sox placed a Boston Strong patch on their jerseys. And wouldn't you know it, the Red Sox went on to win the World Series that October.
Here's the 2-2 delivery. Boston stronger than ever! The Red Sox are the World Series champion!
Even after Hurricane Katrina, the city of New Orleans rallied around the hometown Saints. The team had no home field for the entire 2005 season. However, fans still traveled to Louisiana State University's Tiger Stadium to watch their hometown team. So why is it that sports can have such an impact on people in such delicate times like these? Here's what Tom had to say.
So why do you think sports can have such a big impact in times of distress?
Sports bring people together with one common goal, and that's to see their team win. So they come together and they forget about everything else that's going on and enjoy their time together and watch their team play, and hopefully they win.
It may just be a game, but sports can be a whole lot more than that. With so much influence, sports understands that they are part of our communities. And most importantly, they are an escape when we need it the most.